Snug but safe. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Ira Dreyfuss with HHS HealthBeat. The first thing many people do when they get in the car might be the last thing on some obese people's minds. A study found the larger people are, the less likely they will be to buckle up. David Schlunt of Vanderbilt University tested this relationship by looking at people's height and weight and how often they used seatbelts. He says extremely obese people always chose to click it only 70% of the time because the seatbelts are too uncomfortable. It might be tempting to pass on the seatbelt, but Schlunt advises,
protect yourself, protect your family, protect your future, and even if it is a little tight or a little uncomfortable, it's worth reducing your risk.
The study in the journal Obesity used data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Learn more at hhs.gov. HHS HealthBeat is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Ira Dreyfuss.